Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour. We've had a beautiful, sunny, warm week so far, but that's about to change. Temperatures will drop ahead as storms bring in valley rain and mountain snow. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. Adam?
Amanda, while we were pushing 80 yesterday, we're only going to be topping out in the mid-60s today ahead of very potential thunderstorms and rain coming this afternoon and evening. Tomorrow, we get a lot more water in with the rainstorms and highs only in the 50s. Surprisingly, though, KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says it's not uncommon to see a huge change like this so late in April.
A storm system like this time of year is very standard for April in Utah. We can get these cutoff lows that bring in shower chances and even mountain snow.
Matt says by Saturday, speaking of mountain snow, the mountains will pick up 6 inches to a foot of new wet heavy snow. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Department of Natural Resources is holding a contest to see who can guess how high the Great Salt Lake will rise this summer. The winner will get some swag from the department. The Great Salt Lake is currently the highest it's been in years. A pilot program to clean up algae blooms at Manaway Reservoir last summer is showing some promising results. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
Scientists from Blue Green Water Technologies were called in to treat the reservoir for its toxic blue-green algae blooms. These blooms can make people and pets sick and can even cause death. This new remediation method involves a hydrogen peroxide solution that stresses the algae out and causes the colony to collapse. And the best part? It also reduces carbon dioxide in the environment, and there's solution dissolves into just water and oxygen, leaving no trace.
Scientists want to see how long the treatment results last. It could keep the toxic algae blooms at bay for weeks, months, or even years. People in Holiday are assessing the damage to their own homes after emergency workers blew up a pile of dynamite inside a home yesterday morning. Gary Williams lives next to the house that's now gone. And he tells KSL TV he's sad for the woman who used to live there because she lost her husband a few months ago.
I really feel bad for his wife and what she's going to have to go through. I mean, have to start all over again.
William says the woman never knew about the old unstable dynamite sitting in her basement until she discovered the stash while cleaning out her husband's belongings. The Holiday House could use some major work, to put it lightly, but will insurance cover the cost of the damages? KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with more. Peter?
Amanda, the answer from the Utah Insurance Department is probably not. The dynamite damage falls under the category of hazardous materials, or hazmat, which the department says in a statement does not typically get coverage unless the homeowner pays a special fee or gets a separate policy. Hazard insurance could be an option for this. Forbes Advisor reports hazard plans usually pay for dangers that range from damage by a vehicle or aircraft to damage by riot or vandalism. But risks like earthquakes and floods usually need their own plan. The Utah Insurance Department says it's key to ask your own agent what's covered and what's not in your own coverage. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this morning. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today over whether or not presidents have absolute immunity while in office.
Attorneys for Donald Trump will argue that the framers intended for a president to face prosecution only after he's first impeached by the House and then convicted in a Senate trial. That argument was rejected by the district court judge overseeing Trump's January 6th case and by an appeals court panel. Trump's attorneys say without absolute immunity, a president may feel constrained. Supreme Court watchers say the justices may be interested in figuring out exactly where the line should be drawn.
Stephen Portnoy reports a ruling in former President Trump's favor could threaten special counsel Jack Smith's January 6th case. First look traffic now on a Thursday morning, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, the only real traffic issue right now is westbound traffic on I-80 near East Canyon having to move out of the left lanes as they're cleaning up a spill. And that hasn't caused a massive backup. It might not even add more than a minute to your drive through the canyon. And you don't have anything slowing you down on I-15 in either direction. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Duchesne County Sheriff's Office is asking for help identifying a woman who may have died more than 40 years ago.
A release from the Sheriff's Office says they originally thought the woman may have been Native American since the remains were found near a burial ground, but an anthropological analysis has revealed she was Hispanic between 17 and 25 years old. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
You can see the composite sketch on KSLNewsRadio.com. Hundreds of NFL hopefuls are hoping to hear their name called over the next 3 days in the NFL draft.
Tonight in Detroit,
the NFL draft is now officially open.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will be on stage to open the 2024 NFL Draft. The event's gone from a quiet meeting in New York City to a three-day football fest that's expected to draw more than 300,000 people. The Chicago Bears have the first overall pick. They're expected to use it on USC quarterback Caleb Williams. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Utahns packed the Delta Center last night. There was no room left to welcome our new NHL team to town. Player Clayton Keller was impressed by the fans and the arena.
Everything that we've heard is, you know, the building is always super loud. And, you know, when the fans are involved and, you know, cheering at, you know, nights when things aren't going your way and, you know, they always have your back.
The team will be playing in the Delta Center starting in October. A new study says Utahns like to call in sick to work to watch sports. KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit is live. Michael?
Amanda, the study was carried out by online gambling company Betway. Now, the national average of people who would fake a sick day for sports, 57%. In Utah, it's at 78%. Colorado came second, but they were a full 8 points behind us. Now, matter of fact, adding to that national record, a third of Utahns admitted they would skip Thanksgiving, an anniversary, or even a family birthday party to watch a game instead. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.